You are tuned to High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. This is Jenny Anzarello. You know what we're doing here, right? This is music. We talk to one another sometimes. And I really love having people who are artists, people who are creative, come into the studio and share what's going on. But right now, it's kind of it's lockdown, as you know. But guess what? We have these things called phones. And miraculously, I've got someone on the phone right now who has been a studio guest many times. Alex Gregory is the curator of the Amarillo Museum of Art here in Amarillo. And we are just so thrilled to have recently received this wonderful email about all this digital stuff that's available through the museum. And I just had to get him on the phone to talk about some of these things. Alex, first and foremost, how you holding up?
Holding up pretty well. Learning how to be a teacher at home and creatively spend time with three kids and my wife.
I bet you're getting very, very creative with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've met your children.
Yeah.
They are spirited, I think is the term.
That's a good term.
Well, our hearts go out to you because we've all seen so many things posted about having to deal with just being working full-time, working remotely, which is already an adjustment, in addition to having even one kid, much less three. So, sir, you are a hero.
Everyone do what they can.
Absolutely, right? As is your wife. Okay, so Amarillo Museum of Art has done a really great job pivoting during this time where you can't necessarily have people come in because it's just not safe, but the art doesn't stop. And the creativity, you have all these open opportunities for it. And I loved seeing this listing that we got from the newsletter, just all these different options that you can be engaging with the museum, you can be using your creativity, and so much of it is, you know, pointed toward children. What can they be doing? And it just helps the parents so much as educators.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you got to keep the creativity flowing and keep people engaged, and yeah.
Yeah, and I loved seeing, like, all these little submissions, the first, second, and third places that, you know, there seems like there's a lot of participation going on.
Yeah, we have this AMOA art challenge that we're doing every week, and, you know, it follows an artist or a theme, and so anyone can do a painting that kind of references that, whatever the theme is, and then send it to the museum, and then somebody, a different person, is jurying each week, and so then we'll put the first, second, and third on our website. So yeah, it's been a fun little art challenge.
Well, tell us about some of the options that you've already had and what the current one is right now so people can get involved.
So the first one we did was based on Picasso, and we've done one on Monet's landscapes and then Frank Stella and the Art of the Protractor. And so this one that's coming up, or that's happening this week, is Surrealism with Salvador Dali.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that should be fun.
I think the kindergartner is going to have a corner on that market.
Well, and this is such a surreal time. I mean, you could almost just do something at anything from your house.
Yeah, you could just take like a camera shot from you sitting there looking like a she-wolf while you're trying to get your work done with your laptop.
Exactly.
It is surreal indeed. Well, in addition to the AMOA Art Challenge, which all of this is going to be online at amoa.org, you can get a link, you can see what all the rules and guidelines are. It looks like the Surrealism piece that's up right now, you've got this great little picture of an elephant with long, skinny, like tendril legs.
<It's Yeah>.
Really satisfying
nice
to look
sunset.
At. It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. It looks like this one is going to be, the winner is going to be announced 10 a.m. on Monday the 27th. Is that the deadline for submission?
No, the deadline is Friday before 3 p.m.
Okay, this Friday.
Whoever is jurying, yeah. Whoever is looking at the images has the weekend.
Perfect.
And then we'll post the winners
Monday. Okay, so 3 p.m. by Friday, submit a surrealist image, and it seems like that's pretty open-ended.
Oh, yeah. It's very open-ended.
Awesome. And now, in addition to the art challenge, and this is for kids, this is for adults, this is for anybody who wants to just, like, use their brain in a different way and try to just, like, far focus and do some art right now, you've also got some coloring pages going on. And I know coloring is not just for kids anymore. They've got a lot of adult coloring books nowadays in craft fairs.
Yeah. We've got the, and that's under a heading called AMOA at Home. And so if you go to that link, there are Color the Masters, Connect the Dots, word searches, crossword puzzles that are art-related. Even put together a scavenger hunt that you can do at home.
Oh, that's so great. So parents, listen up. AMOA at Home. Now, let's talk a little bit about the actual physical space. You have a museum. This is a place where people gather, come out. They usually stay pretty far apart at museums so they can just take some time with the different artworks. But even now, it's like, just forget about it. We're just, everything's locked down. It'll open back up eventually. But right now, exhibitions are kind of making a little bit of a turn and they're going online. Can you tell us a little bit about your virtual exhibition that's kind of a first ever for the museum?
Yeah, this is since, you know, it's in our mission that we exist in order to bring people together for the experience of art, and so it's kind of challenging when you can't get together. But the virtual exhibition is the Amarillo College and West Texas A&M student faculty show, and so since the university and the college could not be open and they couldn't gather the actual artworks to bring them to the museum and we're not open, we decided to just collect images of the artwork and some video and then post that and host it on our website. And so if you want to see that exhibition virtually, then you can also visit the website, go to the exhibitions page, and then there's an AC and WT link that will show all the JPEG images of the artwork that would have been on the walls.
Wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit about the video tours. You also have some video tours that are going on online.
Yeah, so we did a 5-minute tour, took a camera up to the gallery and filmed some of the exhibitions. The most recent exhibitions that we had, the Vanessa German exhibition called In a Fit of Glory, and then the Achievement in Art exhibition that was the Kelly Collection of African American Art Works on Paper. And so we just shot some film of that and put a little music to it, spoke a little bit, and put that on the website as well.
Very cool. So if you did not get to see either the Vanessa German or the Kelly Collection, which is the Achievement in Art, you can totally see them online right now.
Yeah, and we will be posting. There's another really neat computer program. It's called Matterport, and they have a 3D camera, and you can put it in the space and do a virtual scan of the building. And so we did one of those at the time right after we closed. And so that's going to eventually land on the website, too. But that's one that you can just kind of click your mouse through the whole space, go up the stairs, look at all the artwork and the label copy. It's really interactive.
So it's like Google Earth, but for the museum interior.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Very cool.
And apparently it'll work with a virtual reality headset, which I don't have. But if somebody has one, that would be fun.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's going to be for 2021 then.
Oh, it'll be 2020.
Okay. Oh, 2020.
About a week.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about what's going on with the permanent collection. It looks like that's going to maybe be the next exhibit that AMOA has up.
Yeah. And that's just sticking with a regular scheduled programming, I guess, or exhibition schedule. But the next exhibition was titled Red. And so it was artwork in the permanent collection that has red or involves the color red.
And that's perfect, because that's, I think, the color of the little pieces on the COVID virus, right?
It's just, it is.
It's COVID red.
Yeah. We're going to pull all the red out of the virus and put it on the walls.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah.
Man, we're all going to have, it's going to be hard to like look directly at the color red anymore. It's like this, that same image we keep seeing with like the little red blobs on it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, and it's a very beautiful thing. Maybe we can find the beauty in that. I think maybe one of these AMOR art challenges, make a beautiful wallpaper pattern out of the COVID virus.
I've seen a lot of artistic interpretations around the COVID virus image.
Excellent. Well, I think we all need to do skirts. I think we need to just like really get very crafty and just go full into it and just find the beauty in it.
All right. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, this is so exciting that Amarillo Museum of Art is staying strong and is still there right in front of the community, encouraging people's creativity, encouraging parents to get involved, give a little something for your kids to do. And I just love the AMOA at home, the coloring pages, the connect the dots, just something to just turn your brain off for a minute and just do a little project, do a little something where it's like, okay, we're going to stop and we're all going to do this thing. And then we're going to come back to what we were doing, because it seems like everything is a little bit chaotic right now.
Oh, absolutely it is. But yeah, anything to keep you grounded and keep the mind nimble and bring some creative solutions.
And I love that you have so many links up right now to for the AMOA Art Challenge. You can like, oh, you're not familiar with surrealism, and you just have all these links for kids to be able to look at it, things at the, you know, you know, MoMA and at the Tate Modern, to be able to take a look at some of the options. That's going to be educational right there, just for kids who aren't familiar with those types of art and different, like, oh, like impressionism, like what is that? And it gets them involved in that too. So it's like a little mini art class.
Yeah, and then we do have another tab in that MoA at Home too for more online resources.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we've gathered up other links. So yeah, there's plenty to do if you visit the website. It's almost like trying to visit the museum.
Yeah, absolutely. I love all of it, and I hope that everyone takes a chance to go to amoa.org and check out these resources. And please, everyone, submit something for this Surrealist Challenge. Again, 3 p.m. Friday Central Time, and then the winners will be announced 10 a.m. on Monday the 27th. You got to try to outdo this spindly-legged elephant. It's just so great to look at. I'll put a post up so everybody can see what we're talking about. Alex, thank you so much. Thank you for hanging in there. We're all going to get through this. I keep telling everybody it's like it's going to end, and we're going to be very different on the other side of it. But it's so great to have this consistency in some of the community organizations that we see across the High Plains. And I believe the museums and the art and the creativity is really going to help us all get through this.
I agree. Well, thanks, Jay.
All right. Thank you. And hang in there. Be patient. You're going to do it. Yeah. And if you need whiskey, just remember, it's self-care.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you. All right, let's go ahead.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, we're gonna play some Surrealist music now. All right, bye, Alex.
Okay, see ya.